There's no shortage of foam in the frothy cappuccinos at Cowabunga Coffee Shop. What there is a shortage of is pretty much everything else. The global supply chain strain has made it difficult to keep the coffee shop stocked with essential food and beverages. The sign on the door says it all. Customers are urged to be patient with staff members because they're out of a lot of stuff.
We're short on everything from bacon, crayons, straws, cups, silverware packets, ketchup packets, just small things.
Take this coffee cup and its lid. It most certainly was manufactured in China. And according to one supply chain expert I spoke to, it probably took over 200 different entities to get this from the factory in China to the coffee shop here in New Jersey. The supply chain is like dominoes. One falls, they all fall. The well-documented supply chain problems could be exacerbated during the Christmas holiday shopping season and into Lunar New Year in February. Experts say a few big companies are prepared, but most are not.
For 99% of the companies on Earth, they are managing with spreadsheets and emails, and it is taking 50 or 60 phone calls to manage one shipment. And we have people in the industry literally breaking down in tears over the pain of trying to keep track of 1,000 shipments across the world.
Oh, it gets very hectic in here, especially Saturdays and Sundays.
For Erica, when she calls her distributors asking when she can reliably get supplies for the coffee shop, the answer she is given is not what she is looking for.
Right now we're being told that at minimum 10 months, at maximum about 20 months until our supply chain here is completely back to normal. You said all foam, right?
For her and millions of business owners around the world, it can't come soon enough. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Hoboken, New Jersey.